Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Harmonize with me and hold me tight all through the night. You're shining bright. I'm your oyster, baby. You're my pearl.
How's it going?
Hello.
I don't know if anyone knows, but it's Billy's birthday today.
The 28th of August. It's his birthday as well. What's your name?
Igor. Happy birthday, Igor. Another Virgo.
Another Virgo, but one who used to look after Frankenstein.
Oh, is that right? Wow.
He has a Frankenstein tattoo.
I just had a tattoo this morning. Or finished off my tattoo this morning. Yeah.
How's it looking?
I don't know, because it's all over my back. Do you have a look at it?
Is it scabby?
You tell me. This is going to be good for radio.
Oh, it's lovely. Look at that. Look, everyone. Whoa. Wow, you're looking good.
I'm cutting.
What?
I'm cutting.
You're like American Psycho or something.
Yeah, I know you've been bulking.
I've been bulking.
How's the bulk going?
It's great, man. It's just a lot of eating.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've done is I've taken the gym work out of it.
Right.
Which makes it even more fun.
And is that's a science thing, or is that just a you thing?
That's just a laziness thing, though.
Right,
that's
right.
Just being incredibly lazy.
Right.
I'll occasionally still do a squat.
Good. Yeah, bulking's quite difficult. The cutting's difficult, too. So I'm doing, less eating and more gymming, and you're doing more eating and less gymming.
Yeah.
We're going to meet in the middle.
Will we?
We'll make
we'll
a
need
perfect.
To go all the way around,
yeah.
By which time I'll be 800 pounds, and you'll be the size of a sparrow.
Woo! I mean, I'm surprised that all of us weren't 800 pounds on Friday night, because we had, was it a 12-course dinner on
we
the
went,
Friday night?
Toronto's a good place, isn't it?
Oh,
isn't
what a great city.
Oh, look at that little baby over there. There's two little babies over there.
Yeah, there
Hi,
they
little
are.
Babies over there.
Little Dom and little Billy. Yeah. They turn up in every town. Hey. No, it's brilliant. Queen Street's good, isn't it? You could walk up and down there for days.
Just so entertaining.
I walked up Queen Street, right? And I went to the art gallery.
Lovely.
And then I walked back down, and it was as if they had exchanged all the stores. Like, I went to all the stores on the way up, and then on the way down, it felt like it was all new stores.
Mm.
It's weird.
And Billy said this very, very mature thing at dinner. No, he did. You're becoming much more of an adult in your old age now. We were catching up, the four of us, and I said, how was the art gallery? And Billy said, oh, it's great. But he said, you know, the thing with art galleries is you can only really take in about 6 to 8 paintings, and then it's just too much, you know? So he said, I went in there and spent time with a few paintings, and then when it got to a point where I was being overly stimulated, I had to walk out, and I thought, that's such a grown-up way to approach an art gallery. I walk around going, every room, every painting.
I think most people do, don't you?
You get to it,
especially one of the big ones, you know, like the Louvre or something, and you want to see every painting, and you can. Mm. It's just a blur, isn't it?
Mm.
So, yeah, if you're going to an art gallery, just pick 8 paintings and really have a look at them.
Yeah, give them a really good look. Hey, should we do? Is that the way that you look at paintings? Wow, it's a real journey with you, isn't it?
It is, Dom.
Yeah.
It depends what the painting is. I looked at one, and it was a very sad one.
No.
It was biblical. You know when King Herod.
Oh, you told me about this. This is going to really bring down the mood.
King Herod said, you know, somebody was going to be born who was going to take his power. So he killed all the kids.
Two little babies over there.
Don't point over there. Don't point over there. But I saw it as it was a metaphor for man's search for power.
Oh, is that right?
That's what I thought.
Right.
The things you would do to be powerful, what you would do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm thinking of taking over the world.
Peeling the onion.
Hey, should we do some housekeeping?
Hold on.
Oh, get your glasses out. Come on, old man now.
I've left my glasses.
Oh, no, this is going to be an awful
It's going to be one-sided.
Housekeeping! How much fun are you to keep a house so clean and true?
Well,
go on, Dom.
Shall I read most of them? Can you? Are you struggling? Yeah, you look.
Lovely. Thank you, thank you. The lovely Sandy.
Lovely Sandy, thank you. Well, I'll start anyway. This is a question. It seems that, well, almost all of these questions have come from Canada. Most of them from Toronto, which is great. This is from Nourisha in Toronto. You said, to say I'm excited you're coming to Toronto is an understatement. That's very sweet. If you guys were UFC fighters, what song would you enter the ring to? Wow.
Oh, that's a good question, isn't it? Who's had good walk-in? Didn't Tyson...
Oh, Tyson's was just a sound.
Just a noise.
Mike Tyson used to come on to like... Like a drone, yeah, it was terrifying. Few people have come out to like LL Cool J's Mama Said Knock You Out, which is quite cool.
That's quite cool.
Quite cool.
Yesterday during the convention, you brought a little speaker, didn't you?
I did.
And you played the same song over and over. Not only like all day, which was like 10 hours, but then when we got in the car to go back to the hotel, he put it back on.
Yeah.
And Elijah said this morning as we were coming in and you weren't in the car because you were getting tattooed, he said, I think it's when it went back on in the car. That's when it really got painful.
Yeah.
What was that song?
Oh, beautiful. Harry Styles, As It Was. Beautiful song.
You should come on to that.
Yeah. That would be a great one. No, he's great, Harry Styles. He's so positive with his sound and his vibe. And the reason why I was playing it for the boys while we were doing this photo shoot was at the panel that we did last night, we had like a little dance party. And I wanted the three fellas to know the song so well that they could kind of boogie to the beat. So I was just like, let's just play it over.
Move
and
to
over
the
and
beat.
Again.
We could have performed it. Could have played all the instruments.
Do you remember? I mean, I am like that. I'm a little upset. Well, I get very obsessed about stuff. But I remember in New Zealand, Billy and I were taking a road trip while we were doing one of the kind of locations. And I was listening to Hallelujah, the Leonard Cohen cover by Jeff Buckley, all day. And Billy like had to say to me, can't keep playing that because I love that song. And you're now making me start to hate that song. And I was like, yeah, but when I really like something, I just want to do it over and over and over again. He was like, that's great, but I don't. So play the album instead. But anyway, a song to come on to. You know what? I'd like to come on to, just like juxtapose it a little bit. I'd like to come on to the Friendship Onion song. So come out, you know, boxing gloves on, stripped to the waist, maybe like oiled up.
Yeah.
And
that would scare them.
What about you?
I was in New York recently and I went to see Rage Against the Machine.
Wow.
They reformed and it was amazing.
Incredible.
I would come out to Bullet in Your Head.
Oh, yeah. One of the great debut albums of all time in rock music, that.
You should have seen that live.
Oh, yeah. I bet they...
The singer had hurt his leg. And so he couldn't jump, he couldn't walk. He had to be carried out. And he sat in a box at the front of the stage while the rest of the band played. But I kind of liked that because he was just sitting there, you know, doing the lyrics.
Mm.
And they could do big close-ups of his face and stuff. It was brilliant.
A lot of intensity.
What a concert.
What's better than finding quality candidates? Well, finding them instantly. For a powerful hiring partner, you need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Don't spend hours on multiple job sites looking for candidates with the right skills when you can do it all with Indeed. Find top talent fast with Indeed's suite of powerful hiring tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. You hate waiting? Indeed's US data shows over 80% of Indeed's employers find quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job. Indeed is fantastic. With Instant Match, as soon as you sponsor a post, you get a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description, and you can invite them to apply right away. Indeed knows that when you're doing everything for your company, you can't afford to overspend on hiring. Visit Indeed.com/onion to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/onion. Indeed.com/onion. Terms and conditions apply. Cost per application. Pricing not available for everyone. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Well, I just love that sound, because that's the sound of a sale. Oh, yes. That's the sound of a sale on Shopify. Another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big businesses. So now, upstarts, startups, and established businesses, all alike, can sell everywhere. Synchronize online, in-person sales, and effortlessly stay informed. Scaling your business is a journey of endless possibilities. Believe me, look at this podcast. We started selling t-shirts. Now we've got hats, mugs, and water bottles. I hope you've got all that merch, by the way. And we're not stopping there, because success is a million milestones on a forever evolving path. Now, I love how Shopify has the tools and resources that make it easy for any business to succeed from down the street to around the globe. Like our podcast, Shopify powers millions of businesses from first sale to full scale. Reach customers online and across social networks with an ever-growing suite of channel integrations and apps, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, and more. Gain insights as you grow with detailed reporting of conversion rates, profit margins, and beyond. But it's more than a store. Shopify grows with you. This is possibility powered by Shopify. And go to shopify.com/onion, all lowercase, for a free 14-day trial and get full access to Shopify's entire suite of features. Grow your business with Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/onion right now. Shopify.com/onion.
Hey, Bills, do the next one.
Right, you ready, Tom?
I didn't clean my glasses, just to let you know.
You never do.
I can see past it. I mean, it's kind of like there's little clouds everywhere. Quite like it. Olivia from Toronto. Is Olivia in here?
Hello, Olivia.
Hi, Olivia. What a lovely T-shirt.
She just popped up there. Did you see that? It was good. It's like a jack in the box. We know from the podcast that you both love to read. And as any reader knows, you can sometimes get into a reading funk when you don't read for a while. So my question is, what is a book that has helped you get out of the reading funk before? That's a good question.
Glasses. Oh, lovely. What a lovely treat. Glasses clean as well.
Look at that.
By Optico, the professional in glasses.
Do they sponsor the show? What are you doing?
It's a cleaning wipe for optical electronic surfaces.
No, don't do that.
What? Okay.
I've actually been in a little bit of a reading funk during COVID. I think I like fried my attention span, because instead of, you know, I'm usually watching films most night and have no problem sitting down for a couple of hours watching a film. And I found myself doing that really irksome thing of enjoying a film and going, oh, guys, this film's really great. I'm having a really great time watching it. Instead of just watching the film, I'm like telling people that I'm watching a film that I liked, you know. So I think I fried my attention span. And the thing that has slightly brought it back was I've been reading Where the Crawdads Sing. Is that right? I've not seen the film, but I've been reading that book. And that has a really beautiful, very simple connection to nature. Are they cleaner now?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I can see him. He's quite beautiful.
So I think that book's really... Have you read that, Bill? You
I haven't read that.
Young lady living in the kind of swamp lands and just, you know, not very well read or has never gone to school, but her understanding of the natural world is profound. It's really beautiful. So, yeah, that book.
See, that thing of yours that you write to people and all that, I think that's...
What do you mean? What's that?
You said when you watch a movie and you... having a nice...
Yeah.
I think it's because of your lust for life, Tom.
Oh, okay.
And I think when you see something that you like, for instance, the Harry Styles song, you have to share it.
I want everyone to like it.
Everybody liked this as much as I like it.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things in the world and you want to do them all.
Mm.
Today.
Yeah.
So I think it's a nice thing. I wouldn't...
Oh, well, thanks.
I think it's lovely.
Yeah, I think I sometimes overwhelm you, don't you? Because every time I see you, I say, have you seen that? You should see it. And you're like, that's too many.
That's too many things.
20 Plus, things now.
You bought me 8 books.
Mm.
And I find when I read, I find kind of like Queen Street, I feel that as I'm reading, people are putting extra chapters into the book. You know, I put it down and then I pick it back up and I'm no further towards the end of the book as I was. I don't know if you know, but I used to be a bookbinder when I was younger, and I used to make books. And really, as a bookbinder, you're setting up giant machines that make paperbacks. It sounds romantic and it sounds like you're working with leather and making kind of... spells, books with spells in it.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're not. Most of the time you're setting up giant machines that go... So I just used to grab any book that I was making and I'd read it. But as I was reading it, I would read page 1, page 2, and then I'd rip it out and I'd throw it away because, you know, it's just off the machine. I didn't buy it or anything. And then I'd read 4 or 5 and I'd throw it away and I'd throw it away. And the book gets smaller and smaller until all you had was a page. And you'd finish that, throw it away, and it was gone. Right? And it's a good way to read a book because you see it getting smaller. But in the house, as I say, Dom likes to buy me a book a day.
Mm.
And it's hard to keep up with that sort of, you know, number of books. So I feel like I've been reading the same books for months.
Mm.
So I'm probably in a funk as well, but in a strange sort of, I read every day. But somehow somebody's sticking an extra chapter. So for me, what I would do, and I like to do this sometimes, is buy a book of short stories. If you get a good novel or a good book of short stories, I think they really stick with you.
Mm.
You know, and it's a good way of like, I can read a whole story tonight, you know.
Mm.
It's maybe only 10 pages or something. So I would do that. I read one, it was short stories from New York. I can't remember who wrote it, but Google that, you'll find something.
You've been consistently reading that Bill Bryson book that we both love called The Body. Is there any one fact that has blown your mind more than anything else up to now about that book?
This is a brilliant book that Dom got me, and it's all about the human body. And every chapter's like maybe eyes and then mouth.
Sure.
Lungs.
Toes.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Pancreas.
But that's one of those books because you have to come to an end of that because there's only so much of a human body before it becomes something else, shoes. You run out of body, don't you?
You do, yeah.
So, but there's been quite a few things in that have blown my mind. One being that whatever you weigh, so if you weigh, you know, 15 stone, whatever that is, well, 150 pounds.
Yeah, that's way better for our audience. 150 pounds. Yeah.
More than half of that isn't you. Yeah, no. More than half of that is things that are living on you or in you that is not you.
Yeah, so who are you? Do you know what I mean?
Who am I? Mm. I'm straight away, I'm half the man I thought I was. I mean, just things living on you.
Yeah.
Gnats and nicks and nooks and nakamokabak.
Yeah, all those things.
Fleas and worms.
Yeah, flukes. Yeah.
Flukes and flaxens.
Tapeworms and stuff.
Eating you.
Yeah.
And bits of you.
Yeah.
And eating your poo.
Ah.
And eating things off your eyebrows.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that too. There's a chapter about the mouth and specifically the tongue. And I think one of the ones that stood out the most for me, which you don't tend to think about this that much, but he mentions that the tongue, which obviously cannot see, is able to detect a tiny fragment of a broken piece of a toothpick in a massive mouthful of food, eat the food, be able to isolate that tiny piece of a toothpick and bring it to the front of your mouth consistently over and over again to alert the brain, hey, we have an alien thing in here that we want to take out. And I remember just thinking, what an incredible organ that is to be able to do that and to know this is, you know, vegetables and food that we're eating. This is a piece of wood, maybe. So just check it out. And then your brain can go, no, no, that's just an overly cooked piece of food. So I'm going to eat that. But the tongue will go, well, have a look, have a look, have a look. Amazing.
And sometimes the tongue will tell you things. Like, I was down in Mexico a couple of weeks ago, and my tongue said, that oyster's not good.
Mm-hmm. And your brain said,
I'm going to eat it anyway. And then my stomach said, you should have listened to the tongue. And then my bum hole said,
well,
don't
we
eat a bad oyster.
Let's answer one more.
I was Googling it as I sat on the pan. Can you die from a bad oyster?
Well, you were down there with your son, and your son was concerned, right? Because you said to your son after you'd eaten it, I think that was a bad oyster.
And it wasn't until we got home.
Right.
And then I went sort of out of body. It wasn't like just a bit. I was like, I felt all sort of weird. And I thought, I don't know what's going on. And apparently that's part of if you eat a really bad oyster, which I knew was a bad oyster when I ate it.
Mm.
It was expensive. Dom, give us another one. Come on.
Well, let's do one last one because we're going to try and get into a tongue twister.
Yeah. Should we ask?
Well, should we ask? See if someone wants to.
Two questions from the audience.
We're definitely going to have our friend here because you came to my panel the other day and you had your hand up for like half an hour. So can we ask this lovely young lady here?
What's your name and where do you come from?
Hang on.
I'm from Hamilton.
You can hold that, mic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dom, I love you.
Hi.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. I'm sat here next to Billy
Boyd.
Is that why you chose her?
Well, she was at my panel yesterday and had a hand up for like a good 25 minutes, and unfortunately, we didn't get around to you, so I'm sorry about that. But
That's
here we
okay.
go today.
I'm here today. I came back for you.
How cool.
But I just wanted to ask, like, when you guys first met, like, how did you guys first meet? How did you become best friends? That first story of you guys.
Dominic.
Darling.
I was in the country of New Zealand preparing to play in a movie called The Lord of the Rings.
Mm. And I had flown to New Zealand to also be in the same movie, The Lord of the Rings.
And I'd been there for a little bit, learning how to sword fence and paddle boats and all that. And Dom was working on a movie, I think, or
a TV show
in Europe. And couldn't make it as quickly as us. So he was about a week later. Me and Sean and Elijah and Orlando had all been there. And I knew that the guy who was playing Mary was coming in that week. And I was slightly worried because I thought, I've got a lot to do with this guy. And I like all these other guys already. So I'm kind of worried this is going to be the one guy that I don't like. And then we've got like 3 years of that. But he came in and we were in the wardrobe department. And they said, oh, Dom Monaghan's arrived. So I ran up and we had a hug and a chat. And we went out and played some pool that night. And we had a great night. And I thought, oh, that's all right then.
Mm.
He seems okay.
Yeah.
You've been okay since.
Thanks. I was quite jet lagged. And I think I was probably a little overawed by it all too. Obviously, you know, meeting all the boys at the same time. But I knew that seeing Billy was going to be key because obviously Mary and Pippin spend a huge amount of time together. And yeah, just very kind of effortless, right? I think there's kind of an interesting thing that... Hello, ladies in the back with fantastic costumes on.
Well done.
Well done, you.
The time it takes to make two hats makes you half an hour late for the friendship.
I think there's something to be said for this kind of like British thing. Obviously, Billy being Scottish, myself being English, in the sense of like we all know what it means and how the dynamic works in a kind of pub situation. By the time you're 18 or over, I'm sure you guys obviously know, being Canadians, there's a connection between being British and pubs and all that kind of stuff. But you know, just that playful, fun kind of banter. You know, you have a drink, you play some pool, there's jokes, there's little things going on. We knew that. Billy and I had known that for, you know, years before meeting each other, in a slightly different way that possibly Elijah didn't know, because Elijah's only 18. He'd never been to a pub at that point, you know, and Sean to a lesser degree. So with two Brits together, you get this thing of the kind of playful, lighthearted, fun social thing. And that happened, that was there immediately.
Yeah.
I think that's a very Merry and Pippin thing, just to be like, are we okay in this space? Yeah. Great, let's have fun. You know? Yeah. That's what Merry and Pippin do. They're obviously fully aware of the seriousness of the journey. But like, you see them at Isengard, they're like, well, we're well fed, we're safe, Treebeard's here. Let's smoke pipe weed and drink some beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in a couple of days we may have to be in a battle and they know that. But
exactly.
They're like, that doesn't mean tonight.
Yeah.
We're not gonna drink and eat some bad oysters.
Yeah, true. Should we take one more question and then maybe do a tongue twister?
I will choose this young gentleman here. Yes.
With a fantastic hoodie on.
Now, what's your name and where are you from?
Good morning. I'm Matt. I'm from Leamington. It's a small town near the Detroit border.
Leamington?
Yeah. Tomato town. Windsor, yeah.
Windsor. I've been to Windsor.
Yeah, Leamington. Leamington's near Windsor.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Gotcha.
So I was listening to the episode with Lazy Game Reviews, and you were talking about Canada and the provinces, and it sounded like you were a little bit confused.
We were confused.
So if my hand is Canada...
Okay. I see what's happening.
Where is Toronto? We'll call this Southwestern Ontario here, the little...
That's Western Ontario
the
there.
The tip of my thumb is Leamington, actually.
The tip of your
thumb? I would...
Where's
go
Vancouver?
Like your middle,
right here.
Your middle finger.
Where's Edmonton?
I would go up from the thumb. Like just keep going up from the thumb and maybe get to that kind of like tendony area. Keep going up. I would say about there.
You're London.
I'd call that's close enough.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Good
work.
Good.
If it had been on Billy's hand, we would have been bang.
We
on.
Would have gone.
You know Billy's hand better.
Yeah.
He knows my hand like the back of my hand.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. It can be tough sometimes when you've got a problem and you can't seem to find a solution. The more you think about the problem, the more you see the problem and not the solution. It can be really hard to make your brain stay in that problem-solving mode when you're faced with a challenge in your life. When you do work out how to find your own solutions, it can be one of the greatest feelings ever. A therapist can help you become a better problem solver, making it easier to accomplish your goals. No matter how big they might be or small, it can help if you can become a good problem solver. And a therapist can really help with that. So if you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's entirely online. You can get matched with a therapist very quickly after you take a brief survey. And if you want, you can change your therapist at any time. When you want to become a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/onion. That's BetterHelp.com/onion, and you will get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/onion.
Hey, should we do a tongue twister?
Yes,
we don't even have a song for a tongue twister, do we? We're going to have to write a jingle for a tongue twister.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll
and
do that.
Maybe, is there anyone out there that thinks they're quite adept at tongue twisters that would like to challenge Billy and I to a tongue twister?
Because we are fantastic, as you'll probably
see. I don't see that many hands. I don't see any hands going up, to be honest. No one.
Oh.
Billy, do you want to pick?
That was the first hand up, was over there.
Are you sure? Okay.
I like.
Lady in the Boba Fett t-shirt.
Right, okay. So,
Who's going first? Is it me? You?
I don't mind.
What's your name and where'd you come from?
My name is Jess and I'm from Guelph, which is like an hour away from here.
Guelph?
Guelph.
Oh, Guelph?
With a G, yeah.
Wow.
Guelph. Guelph. That sounds like Welsh, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Or Elvish.
Guelph.
Guelph.
In Gwenanle.
My brother Guelph.
Is there a way that we can put the tongue twister? There's the tongue twister up on the screen there.
It's going to be three times round. And when me and Dom do it, what was your name again? Sorry.
Jess.
Jess, I was so taken by Gwelf. Jess, you, for the first two times round this, when it's me and my friend here on my right, Dom.
Hello.
You will see whether we do it right or wrong.
Three times in a row, and then obviously you're going to have a go, Jess. So, Billy, do you want dealer's choice? It's your birthday. I'll go first or you go first. It's up to you. It's your birthday.
You go first.
Okay. I have the sheet in front of me here. All right. Give us a 3, 2, 1, go.
Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
I slit the sheet I slit, on the slitted sheet I sit. I slit the sheet I slit, on the slitted sheet I sit. I slit the sheet I slit, on the slitted sheet I sit.
Good job.
Jess.
Thoughts.
That was
any issues?
Good. That
okay.
was good.
Okay, no issues. Oh, what?
Could I put something forward here?
Please.
Did it hear any point during that say the word and?
Where's and?
Oh.
And oh, we'll do it again.
Jess!
I'm sorry,
Jess, as well.
It's my first time.
Don't be, like, nice.
No,
Canadian.
No, I didn't even... Honestly, I didn't even see the and. All right, here we go again. Give us 3, 2, 1, go.
Thank you. A 3, 2, 1.
I slit. No, you're supposed to say go.
I can't say go because you go on the go.
Okay.
Because right. Then we'd have go and
well, we did establish a go and then it didn't happen.
Do you want
time.
The go?
No.
3, 2, 1, and then you go.
Okay, thank you, Jess.
Thank you, Jess. You're becoming quite aggressive. I love it.
Hey.
Are we ready?
Yes.
A 3, 2, 1.
I slit the sheet, the sleep.
Oh, no, that was dreadful. No, but we're only calling that the first one because the first one wasn't the first one.
Great. Okay, I'm ready.
3, 2, 1.
I slit the sheet I slit, and on the slitted sheet I sit. I slit the sheet I slit, and on the slitted sheet I sit. I slit the sheet I slit.
Ah! Oh, no, that was going so well.
So close.
No. Dom, please focus.
I got it. I like pressure. Here
focus.
We go.
3, 2, 1.
I slit the sheet I slit, and on the slitted sheet I sit. I slit the sheet I slit, and on the slitted sheet I sit. I slit the sheet I slit, and on the slitted sheet I sit!
Woo! Nicely!
It's not easy, that one. You see that I was doing some weird thing with my eye there. Slit the sheet.
It sounded as if your mouth was getting wider and wider.
Became a pirate during that one. Right, I'm giving you a 3, 2, 1 and no go. Yeah?
I wanna go.
Ready, Jess?
Ready.
Any mistake, just say no.
Start over.
How fast were you? 11 seconds, was it?
11 seconds.
That's very good, actually.
Ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
I slit the sheet I slit, and on the slitted sheet I sit. I slit the sheet I slit, and on the slitted sheet I sit. I slit the sheet I slit, and on the slitted sheet I sit.
I was not over the moon about...
He might have done it a little faster.
I thought there was a little lack of clarity. Anyone else think that he just slightly slipped at the end? No? Are you okay with it? I mean, look.
Slipped on the
sheet. It was slower than yours, so I don't mind going again. I'm going to go again.
Okay, you got two more goes. Let's go again. I think you can get it. I think you can get it in 10 seconds.
Dom had a few rounds, so you can have it. It's your birthday. You got it's two your more birthday, to go. Right?
It's my birthday, for goodness sake.
Ready? Ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
I slit the sheet I slit, and on the slitted sheet I sit. I slit the sheet I slit, and on the slitted sheet I sit. I slit the sheet I slit, and on the slitted sheet I sit.
Oh!
Well, you can have it, because... No, I got tattoos. You can have it, because it's your birthday.
Right?
Only because it's your birthday.
I wasn't happy about the clarification. I wasn't. But you can have it. It's your birthday.
It's your birthday. It's perfect.
Yeah, give it to him. Come on, you
it
win.
It was perfect.
I thought it was brilliant.
It was absolutely brilliant.
Are you ready?
Are you ready, Jess? You give Jess a 3, 2, 1.
Am I on go or am I go?
You are go.
On go. We go 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready.
3, 2, 1.
I slit the sheet and...
Sorry. No. Yeah, don't you worry.
Hey, you had other rounds.
You
it's
had
okay.
like 20.
Okay.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
I slit the sheet I slit, and on the slitted sheet I sit. I slit the sheet I slit, and on the slitted sheet I sit. I slit the sheet I slit, and on the slitted sheet I sit.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
I didn't think it was perfect. You want one more go?
I can go one more.
There was a slutted sheet.
Yes.
Which I'm not sure what that is.
No, not either.
Are you ready?
I don't judge sheets.
No, you
no,
should.
No, we shouldn't. We should no never judgment. Judge sheets.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
I slit the sheet I slit, and on the slitted sheet I sit. The slit I sheet.
Oh, yes. Oh, what a shame.
So
no,
close.
You did well. You did well. Is anyone else that think they can do better? The first hand went up over there,
this
wasn't
young
it?
Lady here with the lovely spectacles.
Thank you,
on.
Jess. That was brilliant. Right, here we go. What's your look, name and where do you come from?
Hi.
Hi.
Ooh. Oh, she's upstage center.
I can't see the. Oh, of
course. All right, okay. You can come as close as you want. Come on.
Oh.
Give yourself a nice view of the screen.
Yeah.
What's your name and where'd you come from?
My name's Juliet and I'm from Toronto.
Oh, hello, well, Juliet.
Lovely.
Are you ready?
Maybe.
All right, Bill. Or me. Okay. Give you a 3, 2, 1 and then you just go.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
I slit the sheet I slit, and on the slitted sheet I sit. I slit the sheet I slit, and on the slitted sheet I sit. I slit the sheet I slit, and on the slitted sheet I sit.
Whoa!
Very good!
Fantastic work, Juliet.
Fantastic. Well done.
Well done. Hey, Billy.
It was brilliant, but it was still a second longer than me.
The birthday boy. Hey, we're almost running out of time, and do you know what we need to do now?
Billy and Dom eat the world.
We've brought together what we hope is kind of a classic piece of certainly Canadian, if not Toronto. Would you say Torontorian? Is that how you guys would say it? Torontonian. Couple of babies answered over there. Thank you.
Thank you. Do you have any other plates? Any spare ones I could give to friends of the...
We'll see if we can...
I certainly will not be touching this tart with my fingers.
We will be eating today, William, yes. Butter tarts.
A butter tart,
oh, they are quite popular here. We're also going to try and solve the debate of should butter tarts include or not include raisins? No, says a lot of the audience. What we have been hearing...
It brings out some strong emotion in Torontorians.
Derision in the audience. What we have been hearing, unfortunately, and this seems quite ageist, but we're going to explore it, is older people eat butter tarts with raisins and the younger, cooler set just reject the whole raisin experience. So, we'll see.
Is that anything to do with fibre, do you think?
Possibly fibre, yeah.
To help the movement, the path of the tarts.
Yes, no, I hear you. I'm gonna do the same.
I'm gonna do this.
Why don't you cut these things up?
Yeah.
And I'll do a little bit of a blurb right from the start.
Tell us about the butter tart, would you, Dom?
The butter tart, the basic recipe is simple, flaky pastry, as yes. you can see, Bills, in a tart shape, sugar, eggs, syrup, and butter. It's then baked and gets a crunchy top. Common add-ins are pecans, the controversial raisin, shredded coconut, and then in brackets it says here, don't ever add shredded coconut, ever. Strong feelings there.
Was that Johnny Clues?
Possibly. There are twists on the butter tart, like the bacon butter tart, interesting. It's become a flavour in other desserts, such as butter tart ice cream, butter tart cheesecake, in my opinion, just a simple, nothing fancy butter tart is the best butter tart, but do as you wish. I'm guessing it would be good with a lovely cup of tea as well, right?
Oh, I could go that right
tea
now.
Tea being
Dom.
A big thing in Canada in the same way that it is in Britain. That's cool that you guys have kind of kept that up. Wow, Billy, you're doing great with the whole...
Do you mind if I give it to some friends?
Please, pass it around.
Right.
This one is... Well, there's some raisins and some non-raisins in this, right? Billy's passing them out here. Oh, is that right? Liqueur. So it seems to be quite versatile, this thing. It says, according to the Canadian Encyclopedia, the origin is believed to be very old, most likely the result of the king's daughter trying it, I guess, in which approximately 800 young women were sent to Quebec from France between 1663 and 1673. That's the first time that they were aware of a butter tart. 1663? That's crazy. Traditionally, butter tarts are made with corn syrup, but in Algoma country, where's Algoma? Anyone know? Oh, no one knows. The favorite choice is made with syrup or maple syrup, of course. That's one of the secrets of butter tarts in the region. But if you ask for someone's pastry recipe, you'll probably get a dirty look, as most people are secret about the way that they make their butter tarts. Is that correct? William, you're back. Well, Billy's passed out little morsels of butter tart, some with raisins, some without raisins. Now, what should we try first, Bills? The ones with or without?
Without.
Without raisin, which is this one.
That's a lovely...
Oh, no, that's raisins.
That's not raisins. Right, that's a lovely looking tart, that dunk.
So we found out that you can... There's a butter tart liqueur.
Yes.
There's a butter tart cheesecake and baked... Ice cream, yeah, that sounds
and
good.
And it's mentioned in Monty Python, isn't it?
Is it? Where? When?
A lumberjack. I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. And doesn't he mention a butter tart at some point?
Does he? How's
that?
Yeah. Well, let's have a go.
Right, here we go.
There's a lot of Canadian Torontonians out in the audience. Is this the most kind of popular cakey thing from Toronto? No, not really. Is a pecan pie a big thing here? Because the whole maple syrup thing, yeah.
Mmm. Oh, boy. Mm. I love that.
You're right. A nice cup of tea would be nice, wouldn't
it? A cup of tea.
Oh.
It comes apart in your mouth quite quickly, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? It disintegrates.
Mmm.
Oh, it's quite yummy. I like it. Let's try the one with raisins. I like a raisin. Do you know the difference between a raisin and a sultana?
Hold on, let me think about that, Tom. Is that a white grape and a red grape?
I think it is, yeah.
Well done.
I think a sultana.
The things you learn at the Friendship Onion. I like raisins. I like sultanas. Normally, I don't like them in anything. I'll eat them by the handful, which are very good, by the way, if you need to get up and pee during the night. A handful of raisins before you go to bed. Don't know why, but there you go.
I like the ones with raisins. And there's a point in it, like those little babies over there. There's a point where for those little babies, at some point, raisins are like the greatest thing ever. Have you seen little kids with raisins? At some point in their life, they go absolutely apeshit about them. And then you go through a period of your life where you're not into them, and then I think coming towards the end of your life, you're like, I'm back to raisins again.
And that's how you know.
Yeah.
When you're getting near the end.
Yeah. We come full circle. I have to admit, the good news is,
I don't like the raisin one
at
all.
Oh, I quite like them. What?
That puts another flavour in it that doesn't need to be there.
I quite like it.
No, Dom.
Okay.
No. Have you ever had a curry and they stick raisins in it?
No, not for me.
What's a raisin doing in a curry?
Not for me.
I don't like... You like that? Oh, no. Good things in curries and onions and potatoes. A potato in the curry, I love.
Coriander.
What's a raisin doing in there? It's as if it's fallen off the shelf or something.
I like fresh coriander on top of my curry.
Oh, I love a coriander. Cilantro. Don't worry about that, Tom. But not a raisin.
What about...
There's no reason for raisins. Get that on a T-shirt.
What about We can answer this kind of controversial question here and now. How do you feel about pineapples on a pizza? Let's see what Billy says, and then we'll see what the audience says.
No, that's a no. That's a no for me.
No for Billy. Yeah. How many people in the audience are a no?
How many yes then? How many yes? Wow!
So yes for me.
Good guys love pineapples.
I love pineapples on a pizza. I'm always defending that. I think it's really... And you guys do the Canadian ham with the pineapple thing.
It's a Canadian invention, is it really?
Is that right? Wow.
So when people are like in a party and you're arguing about like who's the best country, and I'm like, yeah, we invented penicillin and the light bulb and the refrigerator, and you can go, well, hold on there. Hold on to your boots there, big man.
Pineapples on a pizza.
Pineapple on a pizza. It gets cold in Canada. We think out the box. Hey, Dom, without raisins, that is fantastic. With raisins, it's an absolute disgrace.
No, I like both versions, and I'm not sure...
How are we going to market then? How are we going to give it scores?
Let's give it scores out of... what are we doing? We're going to have to separate it. We're going to have to separate it, I think.
It's two different things.
I think so.
We're going to have to give it quick scores then.
All right. Let's do all of it without raisins first.
All right.
So, taste without raisins.
9.5. Absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
Fluffy pastry. I don't know what that is inside it. Do you know what that is inside it? What is inside it? What is that?
Welsh.
A what?
Sugar, egg,
it's
syrup,
just
butter.
Sugar and syrup and butter. Nutella.
Nutella, you say? Oh, we've still yet to do that on the podcast. Oh, love it. All right. I thought it was all right. I'm not crazy about it. Maybe with a cup of tea, it would get better. I'll give it an 8.
You don't care what scores it gets. Okay. Carry on. On your way.
Busy off to another panel.
Off you go.
See you later.
Have fun.
It's an 8 for me for taste. I liked it. Didn't like it as much as you. Okay. The look, it looks very kind of old Dickensian kind of treats, like something that you would see in Oliver Twist or A Christmas Carol in a shop window.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, absolutely.
No glamour to it, but
no.
I quite like that.
No one's saying, look how beautiful I made this.
This is how you would have seen it in 1673.
Let me imagine it. Oh, forsooth. That's what I would have said.
So I like the look. I like the simplicity. I'm going to give it a 9.
Yeah, I do as well. I'll give it a 9.
And then your favourite category, which you invented yourself, usefulness.
How useful is it?
We've already found out that there's a butter tart liqueur.
Well, that's lovely.
You can have it as an ice cream flavour. You can have it as cheesecake.
I think it's quite interesting.
It's an 8.5 for me.
You can what? See,
take
it, and that's always one of yours. Can you stick it in a bit of Tupperware?
Yeah, can you put it in your pocket?
Kind of.
It's an 8 for me.
7.8.
I think it probably gets the same scores apart from taste, right? Because the look is the same.
Looks the same.
Versatility kind of the same.
Versatility is the same, except I don't want to put it in my mouth.
So without raisins, what's the taste?
Taste without raisins.
Oh, sorry, with raisins.
With raisins, it's not a good taste.
I quite liked it.
It's not even as if it's like the same taste and, there's a raisin.
It's different.
It's like the raisin has taken over. It's a 3.4.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't like
dropped,
it at all.
Dropped some.
I'm going to give it the exact same taste because I liked it. So I think I gave it an 8 for the first one. So it's an 8 for me.
You need to revisit that.
But it's the one without raisins that wins. Without raisins.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So without raisins wins. Tell your local bakery, no more raisins, please. And go to your local curry house and say, never put a raisin in a curry.
No. Crazy. Hey, we've got a couple of minutes left. Should we see if we can squeeze in one more question from anyone in the audience?
One last question before the Friendship Onion leaves Toronto.
You pick. It's under so much pressure.
Oh, really? Yeah. I normally go for the first one that goes up. Is that a good idea, Ron?
There's a hand up and
a pointer. Okay. So that, right, okay. The lady
pointer.
There with the hand up and the man pointing.
Hello.
What's your name and where do you come from?
Sorry, give me a quick
second. Sorry. She must be Canadian.
Here she comes. She's coming down.
Oh, here she comes.
A bit closer just to say hello.
Well,
yeah,
hello.
Come on a bit closer then.
Thanks.
Hi.
Well, my name is Keisha Osei and I am from Milton, Ontario.
Milton?
Oh. It's forever away.
Oh.
Is it?
It's like... Well, see, I'm lazy and I don't drive just yet. And so it's like an hour and a half bus.
Oh, that's a long time on a bus, isn't it?
Yeah.
You want a butter tart on that?
Mm.
I'll survive.
Yeah, you'll be okay.
I've done all my fair share of customer service jobs. I'll be fine.
Cool.
You've made it.
Well, to start off, I just graduated from journalism. And so I have this pipe dream of becoming an entertainment journalist and interviewing people like you.
Oh, cool.
And so my question, forgive the shakes, very big moment. What is a question that you wish journalists would stop asking?
We're going to get ourselves in trouble.
Also sporting some Lord of the Rings kind of.
I like that. Here's a weird one that a journalist asked me once. And I'm not saying I wish they would stop asking, because no one has ever asked me it since.
Okay.
The Fellowship of the Ring came out, mm-hmm. and we did so much press, like you wouldn't believe. Days and days all over the world, 6-minute, 4-minute interviews, just like all day. So you're hearing the same thing mm-hmm. all day, every day. We got to France when the Two Towers came out. And this journalist said to me, so we've seen the Fellowship of the Ring and you played Pippin. Who do you play in this movie?
Oh!
I was like,
I am so sorry.
Crazy.
Yeah, so that one always stuck in my mind, because I couldn't get into his mind. You know when something happens and you can kind of jump into someone else's mind and worked out how it happened?
Right.
Because he'd seen I don't know.
Flatline. Absolute flatline.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I think, like Billy said, I think in terms of like an original question that just really kind of made you a bit flummoxed as to how to answer it, and this might have been lost in translation, but in Japan, someone asked, it was Elijah and myself, what is the melody of your character? And I was just—I was struggling to get clarification.
That's
I think it was a lost in translation
that's
thing.
That's kind of deep.
I answered D minor, which I thought was pretty good.
Yeah, lovely. The saddest of all keys.
Yeah. And then I think probably the one that seems to make me kind of go, "Huh, that's a bit strange of a question," is if you could play another character in the project, who would you play? Because from an actor's point of view, I think. You struggle then to not sound in some way offensive, because right. you're either negating the work that you've done, saying, well, I would have much preferred to play this character, or what you might be alluding to saying is, I think there's a chance that I would have done what they did differently or made different choices, which, you know, you don't want to really do that either. It feels a little, it's a slightly lazy question, I think, from a journalist, just like...
Charlie Hunnam said the same thing the other day when I asked.
Like, do the work for us. You're like, well, you know, there's so many things to ask. And just like if you could switch roles, it seems just a little lame. So that would be my one.
Well, thank you both so much for answering the question.
Thank you. I hope it goes great.
We look forward to being interviewed by you at some point in the future. Hey, Billy, we've run out of time.
Guys, that was a lot of fun. Thank you for coming.
So much fun. We will hope to do some more of these. We're going to hope to do a few more live podcasts next year. And maybe Billy and I were just saying we might not even have it be attached to a convention. We might just end up coming to cities and doing theatre shows and stuff like that. So thank you so much for your support. Thank you for seeing so much of the merchandise out there.
And so great to see
it. We say it so many times. There's no way that we could make this podcast if it didn't mean that you guys were subscribing and helping us out. So we very much appreciate it. Thank you for coming. We'll see you around.
Thank you. Thank you for coming to the Friendship Onion.
Bye.
Thank you.
Happy birthday,
see you
Billy.
Have a great day.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.